Text B. Interesting pictures. Food really tastes good cooked over an open fire, Lloyd remarked as he took another bite of his hot dog. It sure does, replied Fred. I wish this weren't the last night of our camping trip, but school starts next week. A couple of days after returning home, Lloyd and Fred took the exposed film out of their camera and took it to the camera shop to be developed. They were told that the pictures would be ready Thursday. Thursday was just 2 days away. Fred and Lloyd could hardly wait to see how their pictures came out. They planned to show their pictures to everyone at school as soon as school was back in session. Fred and Lloyd felt very pleased when they showed their teacher the pictures they had taken on their vacation. She said that they were some of the most interesting pictures she had seen.
7. Read the following passage once. Underline the key words while reading, and retell the story to your partner. Who waits for whom? Mr. and Mrs. Allen go grocery shopping on Saturday mornings. Mr. Allen never enjoys these trips. Mrs. Allen does the shopping, and he sits in the car and waits for her. This morning, there were a lot of people, and it took Mrs. Allen longer than usual. An hour went by, and finally a man came up to Mr. Allen. "Excuse me," he said. "Is your name Allen? Your wife is waiting for you at the checkout counter. She doesn't have enough money for the groceries." Lesson 9. Text A. Stop eating fried potatoes. Mrs. Jenkins went to her doctor one day because her heart was giving her trouble. The doctor listened to her heart carefully and did a few other things. Then he said, "Well, Mrs. Jenkins, stop smoking, and then you'll soon be quite all right again." "But, doctor," answered Mrs. Jenkins quickly, "I've never smoked. I don't like smoking." "Oh, well," said the doctor, "then don't drink any more alcohol." "But I don't drink alcohol," answered Mrs. Jenkins at once. "Stop drinking tea and coffee, then," the doctor said to her. "I only drink water," answered Mrs. Jenkins. "I don't like tea or coffee." The doctor thought for a few seconds and then said, "Well, do you like fried potatoes?" "Yes, I like them very much," answered Mrs. Jenkins. "All right, then stop eating those," said the doctor as he got up to say goodbye to Mrs. Jenkins.
Text B. Keep him in bed.
"Get up, Peter. It's late."
"I can't get up, Mum. I'm ill."
"What's the matter with you?"
"I have a headache and a bad stomach ache."
"You have a fever, too. I'm going to call Dr. Dawes. Don't get out of bed."
"Oh, I can't get out of bed. I'm too ill."
"Operator, give me spring 32546, please." "Hello, this is Mrs. Welsh. Is Dr. Dawes there?" "Thank you. I'll wait." "Dr. Dawes, this is Mrs. Welsh. Can you come to the house, please?"
"Who's ill?"
"Peter, my son."
"What's the matter with him?"
"I don't know. He has a headache, a bad stomach ache, and a fever."
"Keep him in bed. Where do you live?"
"We live at 44 Washington Avenue."
"All right, Mrs. Welsh. I'll be there soon."
"Thank you. Goodbye, Dr. Dawes."
7. Read the following passage once. Underline the key words while reading and retell the story to your partner. Harry is looking at a man in the street. He is talking to Jack about the man. Who's that man with the black bag?
I can't see a man with a black bag.
He was standing at the door of that house a moment ago. Now he's walking down the street.
Oh, that man. I don't know who he is. He's a stranger.
Look at the man who's running after him.
Yes, perhaps the stranger is a thief.
I don't think so.
Wait a minute. I can recognize the man who's running after him. It's Mr. Green.
Now I remember. Mr. Green told me yesterday that his brother was coming.
Lesson 10. Text A. A beautiful dress. One day, Mrs. Jones went shopping. When her husband came home in the evening, she began to tell him about a beautiful cotton dress.
I saw it in a shop this morning, she said.
And you want to buy it, said her husband.
How much does it cost?
£40.
£40 for a cotton dress? That's too much.
But every evening, when Mr. Jones came back from work, his wife continued to speak only about the dress, and at last, after a week, he said,
Oh, buy the dress. Here is the money.
She was very happy. But the next evening, when Mr. Jones came home and asked, Have you got the famous dress? She said, No.
Why not? He said.
Well, it was still in the window of the shop after a week, so I thought, nobody else wants this dress, so I don't want it either.
Text B. Which bus shall I take? Jane Foster has just met Henry Taylor. Jane is on her way to the hospital to see her friend, Susan Green.
Where are you going, Jane?
I'm going to the hospital to see Susan Green.
I saw her yesterday. She was a little better.
Must I catch a number 7 bus to get there?
No, you needn't. A number 13 bus will also take you to the hospital.
Number 13 buses run much more frequently, don't they?
Yes, I caught a number 7 bus yesterday, and I had to wait for half an hour at the bus stop.
Thank you, Henry. I'll get a number 13.
But number 13 buses leave from the centre of town. You have to walk 2 miles to catch one.
7. Read the following passage once. Underline the key words while reading, and retell the story to your partner. Mrs. Jones was still cleaning the house when her husband came back from work. She was wearing dirty old clothes and no stockings. Her hair was not tidy. She had dust on her face, and she looked dirty and tired. Her husband looked at her and said, "Is this what I come home to see after a hard day's work?" Mrs. Jones' neighbour, Mrs. Smith, was there. When she heard Mr. Jones' words, she quickly said goodbye and ran back to her house. Then she washed, brushed and combed her hair carefully, put on her best dress and her prettiest stockings, painted her face, and waited for her husband to come home. When he arrived, he was hot and tired. He walked slowly into the house, saw his wife, and stopped. Then he shouted angrily, "And where are you going this evening?" Lesson 11. Text A. A Visit to Conway Castle. Dave's class at school were studying English history, and one day their teacher said to them, "Well, boys, on Friday we're all going to get on a bus and go to Conway. There's a beautiful castle there, and we're going to visit it." The boys were very happy when they heard this. "Now, has anybody got any questions?" the teacher asked. "How old is the castle, sir?" Dave asked. "It's about 700 years old, Dave," the teacher answered. "What's the name of the castle, sir?" another boy asked. "Conway Castle," the teacher said. On Friday, the boys came to school at 9 o'clock and got into the bus. They visited Conway Castle, and then they came back and went home. "Well," Dave's mother said to him when he got home, "did you like the castle, Dave?" "Not very much," Dave answered. "The stupid people built it too near the railway."
Text B. What are you going to do? Robert and Peter are talking about the end of the school term. Robert is going to leave school and start work, but Peter is going to stay at school.
Are you going to leave school at the end of term?
Yes, I am. What are you going to do? I'm going to be a clerk. What does a clerk do? He works in an office. He writes letters and reports, and he types. I want to be a vet.
A what?
A vet. A veterinary surgeon. Good gracious, what's that? A vet's a man who takes care of sick animals. He's an animal doctor.
I once read a story about a person who talked to animals.
It was very interesting. 7. Read the following passage once. Underline the key words while reading and retell the story to your partner. Mrs. Neat. Mrs. Neat was tidy and orderly. One day, she got on a bus, went up on top, and sat down. When the conductor asked her for her fare, she opened her bag, took out her purse, closed her bag, opened her purse, took out a shilling, closed her purse, opened her bag, put in her purse, and closed her bag. She paid her fare. The conductor gave her a ticket. Lesson 12. Text A. What a mess. Bill Lane had just touched some wet paint.
You mustn't touch the wet paint, Bill.
I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Try to be more careful in future.
I shall. I wasn't as careless as John Sampson. He walked across that wet cement over there.
The workmen oughtn't to leave it without a notice.
The headmaster asked them not to do so.
Then why isn't there a notice?
They went to their stores to get one. Here they come with it now.
But look at them. They've forgotten about the wet cement, and they're walking across it to put up the notice.
Text B. A tall and slim girl. At 5 feet 6 inches, Rosa was taller than every other student in the 6th grade. She worried about this all the time, in school and at home. Her mother told her to stand up straight and be proud that she was so tall and slim. "Some day," her mother said, "you'll be happy that you're tall." This made Rosa happier, but she was still afraid her classmates were making fun of her behind her back. One day all this changed when Mr. Ransom, the coach from the youth club, asked Rosa to play centre on their basketball team. He said that Rosa was a good ball player, and her height would make her valuable as centre. Now she really was proud to be tall. She was someone special. 7. Read the following passage once. Underline the key words while reading, and retell the story to your partner. Better be a stupid man. It was a beautiful spring morning. There wasn't a cloud in the sky, and the sun was warm, but not too hot. So Mr. Andrews was surprised when he saw an old gentleman at the bus stop, with a big, strong black umbrella in his hand. Mr. Andrews said to him, "Are we going to have rain today, do you think?" "No," said the old gentleman, "I don't think so." "Then are you carrying the umbrella to keep the sun off you?" "No, the sun is not very hot in spring." Mr. Andrews looked at the big umbrella again, and the gentleman said, "I am an old man, and my legs are not very strong, so I really need a walking stick. But when I carry a walking stick, people say, 'Look at that poor old man,' and I don't like that. When I carry an umbrella in fine weather, people only say, 'Look at that stupid man.'"
Lesson 13. Text A. Give me a big box of chocolates. John liked chocolates very much, but his mother never gave him any because they were bad for his teeth, she thought. But John had a very nice grandfather. The old man loved his grandson very much, and sometimes he brought John chocolates when he came to visit him. Then his mother let him eat them, because she wanted to make the old man happy. One evening, a few days before John's 7th birthday, he was saying his prayers in his bedroom before he went to bed. "Please, God," he shouted, "make them give me a big box of chocolates for my birthday on Saturday." His mother was in the kitchen, but she heard the small boy shouting and went into his bedroom quickly. "Why are you shouting, John?" she asked her son. "God can hear you when you talk quietly." "I know," answered the clever boy with a smile, "but Grandfather's in the next room, and he can't."
Text B. You are too young to buy alcohol. Later that day, Steve told the group that he had decided to go back to Edinburgh. "I want to see the rest of the festival," he explained. That evening, they all went to a pub for a final drink with Steve. They left a message for Malk. "Gone to the White Horse. See you there." Malk arrived back quite late. He went round to the pub immediately. He was feeling very pleased with himself.
"How did it go, then?" "Oh, fantastic. I took some really good photographs. I'm sure I shall win that competition."
"Well, you'd better buy us all a drink, then."
"Yes. What would you all like?" "I'd like 4 pints of best bitter. Oh, and 2 lagers and lime." "Oh, excuse me, sir. How old are you?"
16. Why?"
"Well, I'm afraid you're too young to buy alcohol. You have to be 18, you know."
7. Read the following passage once. Underline the key words while reading, and retell the story to your partner. An artist went to a beautiful part of the country for a holiday and stayed with a farmer. Every day
He went out with his paints and his brushes, and painted from morning to evening. And then, when it got dark, he went back to the farm and had a good dinner before he went to bed. At the end of his holiday, he wanted to pay the farmer. But the farmer said, "No, I do not want money, but give me one of your pictures. What is money? In a week, it will all be finished, but your painting will still be here." The artist was very pleased, and thanked the farmer for saying such kind things about his paintings. The farmer smiled and answered, "It is not that. I have a son in London. He wants to become an artist. When he comes here next month, I will show him your picture, and then he will not want to be an artist anymore, I think."
Lesson 14. Text A. They don't talk. Mr. Jones was very angry with his wife, and she was very angry with her husband. For several days they did not speak to each other at all. One evening, Mr. Jones was very tired when he came back from work, so he went to bed soon after dinner. Of course, he did not say anything to Mrs. Jones before he went upstairs. Mrs. Jones washed the dinner things, and then did some sewing. When she went up to bed much later than her husband, she found a piece of paper on the small table near her bed. On it were the words, "Mother, wake me up at 7 a.m. Father." When Mr. Jones woke up the next morning, it was nearly 8 a.m, and on the small table near his bed, he saw another piece of paper. He took it and read these words, "Father, wake up. It is 7 a.m. Mother." Text B. A Dirty Car. John, Peter, and Mark are brothers. Their father has a new car, and they clean it for him. It has just rained, and the car is very dirty. John is looking at it, and he is talking to Peter. "The car hasn't been cleaned for a few days." "No, it hasn't. It's very dirty. Someone ought to clean it today." "Mark should clean it. It's his turn." "No, he cleaned it last time. It's your turn." "No, it isn't. You always clean it after Mark." "Oh dear, is it really my turn? In that case, I'll clean it tomorrow." "Clean it now. Only lazy people say they'll work tomorrow." "Then I'll clean it the day after tomorrow." "You are lazy. You ought to be ashamed. You should enjoy working."
7. Read the following passage once. Underline the key words while reading, and retell the story to your partner. Ellen walked briskly out into the yard, and took a deep breath of cool, fresh air. She was eager to begin work. This time of year, with the new growth everywhere, always made her feel that she had to help things grow. She gathered her tools, and went to the patch of freshly turned earth, and began to dig rows of holes. Then she carefully picked up one fragile plant and placed it in a hole. Over and over she performed this same task, and then gently patted the earth around each plant. Her growling stomach and the sun high overhead told her when it was time to take a break. A. A Welcome Surprise. Let's now visit Mary Miller. Mary and her mother are happy today. The postman has brought a letter from Mrs. Miller's brother. He's coming to visit the Millers with his family. Mary and Mrs. Miller have to plan meals and festivities. Mary offers to go shopping to help her mother. Mary, please go to the door. I hear the bell. It's the mailman, Mother. Here's a letter from Uncle George. Give it to me. How wonderful! He's coming to visit us. When's he coming? He's coming by car on the 24th. He's staying from the 24th to the 26th. Let me look at the calendar. Good. The 24th is a Saturday. Is he coming alone? No. He's coming with Aunt Cynthia and the girls. Mother, I don't remember the girls. How old are they? Your cousin Fay is 15. Rosemary is older than Fay. She's 17. Are they going to stay here with us? Of course. The girls can stay in your room with you. Mother, may we have a party? If you like. But now we have to think about meals and many other things. Prepare the list, Mother. I can go shopping. I can go to the small stores. Everyone knows me there.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，讲啊。